Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Dr. Dunkelberg, Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now for more than 14 years, and he's the chief economist for the NFIB. His work, the Small Business Optimism Index, is the gold standard for surveying small business owners now 41 years. This month, right, Bill? 41 years this month.
You might be right.
Am I the only one who keeps up with this, Bill?
I quit counting. That's too many years.
Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you. The first survey went out in October of 1973.
There you go.
And the rest of the math I'll leave to you.
That's it. I mean, there you go. I think once again, my I've been
you're
vindicated.
Right on it.
Exactly.
You're right. You're right.
You know how much I love being right, Bill.
So you were right again.
Would you help my wife learn how to say that? Hey, Bill, thanks.
Yeah, or am I?
Yeah, we'll work on both of them, right? So thanks exactly. Again for being here, and thanks again for another great survey, another great index. Except it's a great one because it's about small business. Anything about small business, in my opinion, is wonderful. But the news is not so great.
No, you know, the index fell 0.8 of a point, which is, well, it's a fair amount, but not a whole lot. So we're at 95.3, and we were a little bit better than that. Add 0.8 of a point to that. Another math problem for you. The story is, if you look at the chart with the 40-year history, is that small business owners are still not very optimistic about things. So, you know, all the readings, these are the best readings that we've had since, 2008, but they're bad readings from an historical point of view. Not the kind of readings we would be seeing, if the economy were growing well, and it's not growing well. We'll probably get a 3% quarter, for the third quarter when the numbers start coming in. But
if that's the case,
what
do you think second quarter is going to be?
Well, second quarter was 4.6.
Okay. So why didn't that accrue to a better attitude in September for small business owners?
Well, because it was all catch up from the big negative number in the first quarter.
In the first quarter, which was down negative 2.1 adjusted.
Yeah. So if you assume we had 3 in the third quarter, which is okay growth historically, if we haven't been at 3 very much, only a couple of quarters since the recession was over, and if you assume we do another 3 in the fourth quarter, you're still gonna get 2.2 for the year over last year, which is that's what we've been. I mean, the average growth rate since the recession ended in the middle of 2009 is 2.1%. I mean,
it's not good when you have to hustle at the end of the year and really pull it out, pull all the stops out, just to wind up with 2% growth for the year.
Exactly.
That's not good. That is a bad sign.
And that's where we're going to end up. And you watch the numbers as I do. And so there's just not a lot of really good news out there. You don't see housing taking off. You don't see consumer sentiment taking off. In fact, it went the other way, went down. You just don't see any signs that the economy is going to pick up pace. So we're still in maintenance mode, We have no reason to do anything other than what we need to keep the door open and take care of the customers we currently have. Now, if we got a big, surge in customers, of course, we'd have a lot of reason to buy inventories and hire more workers and so on, but that's not happening. And that's really because the domestic spending has been a real laggard. If you look at gross domestic expenditures versus GDP, you'll see that GDP kind of popped up pretty quickly and then kind of has been very steady, the 2% plus thing. But gross domestic expenditures growth has been negative until just recent quarters. And the only difference between those two numbers is exports. So that's why the big firms are doing well, because they're selling overseas. And right. That shows up in the but the domestic spending where our little people operate has been very, very weak. very weak.
Yeah, and that's a real issue. That kind of a bifurcated economy we have right now. This is we're experiencing something right now that we've never experienced before, have we, Bill?
Well, you know, not that I can remember, and I'm an old guy.
Yeah, but no, I mean, if you look back at history, there's never been a time when this is one of the elements of globalization, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in part, you know, but it doesn't have to be necessarily a bad thing.
It's, right.
I mean, remember, California and Texas are two of the 10 largest countries in the world,
right,
based on output, and nobody, right, we don't even worry about the trade deficit between them, whether they have,
right,
exports or imports to each other, you know. Mm-hmm. We just let the market settle it out.
It's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back, folks, with some of the specifics of the recent index that Bill has conducted, and Dr. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back. 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.